What's up, VoiceTubers? I'm your new host, Leela. Since I'm new around here, I guess I'll start off by telling you a little about myself. You might be able to tell from my accent that I'm from America. I originally came to Taiwan to teach English for a year, but I loved the island life so much that I decided to stick around. So, hey, I've got a question for you. When is the last time you smiled about something really small? Like a bird flying overhead or a tasty cup of coffee? Sounds a little silly, doesn't it? But that's the point of today's video. We often get so wrapped up in our urgent schedule and problems that we forget to take time to appreciate the little things in life. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, check out today's video first. Today's sentence of the day will make much more sense after you watch it. Here's the sentence of the day. It is extremely rare, properly, to delight in flowers or a quiet evening at home, a cup of tea, or a walk in the woods when one is under 22. Here are some pronunciation tips to keep in mind. It is. Those are linking words. Say them like this. It is. It is. Delight in. Also linking words. Say them a little closer together. Delight in. Delight in. Woods. Sounds like it has a Z in the back. Woods. Here's the sentence of the day, one more time, a little more slowly. It is extremely rare, properly, to delight in flowers or a quiet evening at home, a cup of tea, or a walk in the woods when one is under 22. Let's check out some vocabulary from that sentence. First one up, rare, adjective. It means not common, very unusual. We use rare to describe the frequency of something. For example, I can't believe you saw a pangolin in the wild. That's super rare. A synonym for rare is scarce, another adjective. It means not easy to find or get. The difference is we use scarce when describing the low count of something, like supplies being scarce. Second word, delight, verb. It means to give someone great pleasure or satisfaction. For example, between the fast action and special effects, this movie is sure to delight audiences. Delight can also be a noun, something or someone that gives great pleasure, satisfaction, or happiness. For example, it's a real delight to see my cat napping under the afternoon sunlight. And third, a cup of. We use this phrase for uncountable nouns. Since tea is uncountable, you can't just add an S to the end of the word, so we have to add a countable noun to describe it. In this case, a cup of plus uncountable noun. Or a glass of water, since water is also uncountable. For example, a cup of coffee is all I need right now. I got a bad night's sleep. There's also this idiom, not be somebody's cup of tea. If something is not your cup of tea, it isn't the type of thing you like. For example, thanks for setting me up on a date with your schoolmate, but he just isn't my cup of tea. You know we're here to practice pronunciation, but I hope today's episode has also been a helpful little reminder that there are more important things than working or studying. And it's all the tiny things that we often overlook. I know I have to remind myself of this every morning when I have coffee. My brain wants to jump straight into my never-ending to-do list, and I have to tell myself to take a deep breath, smile, and just enjoy my delicious cup of coffee first. Well, that wraps it up for today's pronunciation challenge. Be sure to do your recording and then go find something to smile about. Comment below and let me know what it was. See you next time.